Fed up with the everyday grind? Tired out by the dull routine? You want to get away from it all?
We offer you escape. Escape, designed to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
You are crouched in the middle of an immense hurricane. Houses, animals, trees sweeping past you. And you suddenly realize that you've tampered with the universe. That you're bringing about the destruction of the world.
Tonight, we escape to a placid English village and the presence of an equally placid little man who one day shook the world, as H.G. Wells told it in his delightful and famous story, The Man Who Could Work Miracles.
Now, I might say right in the beginning that I ain't the kind of chap who has a naturally argumentative disposition, meaning the kind who's always engaging in hostile discussions with perfect strangers. Quite the contrary. I'm a reasonable man who always takes proper thought before he speaks, and one who has due respect for scientific truth. Why, I ain't never opened my mouth to utter a word that wasn't a pure, undiluted, a fact.
That's what you say.
Howsoever, when a man of inferior intellect, such as Toddy Beamish, has showed himself to be more than once, when a man like that insists upon airing his ridiculous opinions in a public place such as the Long Dragon Bar, then I've got no choice but to confound him with the superior knowledge which I possesses.
That may be well and good, perhaps, but it's only what you say.
On the contrary, Mr. Beamish, the statements which I have just made are such as might come from any intelligent human being with a true knowledge of scientific principle, which same can't be said for some of us here at this bar.
So you say.
That's right, so I say. And if you can't contribute nothing but the same three words to this discussion, I will thank you to admit that you are defeated and shut your mouth.
Well now, Mr. Fotheringay.
Easy, lads.
I appeal to you,
Easy
Constable.
Easy does it.
I appeal to you, Constable, when I'm only trying to enlighten the man from the bog of ignorance he's a-floundering in. And he keeps coming up with his infernal, so you say, well, I'm a-wasting my words, that's all.
If the pints are stout and I'll float across this bar, the why words...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?